The Bank of England policy decision is on tap, and the market will be wanting to know what new updates the central bank has to offer with respect to the outlook for the UK economy. The overwhelming consensus here is that the BOE will indeed leave rates on hold and stimulus unchanged. The big question will be around the accompanying communication on growth and inflation. It's here where we see more upside for the pound, both on how things have been looking out of the UK and on how the BOE will sound relative to the Fed. As far as how things have been looking goes, they've been good for the most part. Economic activity is picking up, and the UK has been doing a good job with the vaccine rollout. And when it comes to the conversation around rising bond yields in the UK, we don't think the BOE is going to be as sensitive to going out of its way to downplay this development. Indeed, they could do so, but we don't think it will be the same with the same gravitas as the Fed initiative on the matter. So all in, the BOE message should be more upbeat while still exercising some caution. But in the end, any caution expressed should also be less caution than the Fed, which could in fact be pound supportive. As a final note, we'd also highlight the fact that unlike many of its fellow central banks, the BOE isn't needing to be stressed out in effectuating policy that helps to support a weaker currency. The UK economy has operated well with a stronger currency by historical standards, and this just gives us one more reason to think the pound should continue to be supported after enduring so much weakness in recent years from a Brexit crisis that is now mostly behind us. The key takeaway here is that we should expect the pound to emerge as more of an outperformer relative to its peers going forward, even if at times the pound goes through periods of short-term setbacks against the buck. And even here, we see the pound continuing to trend higher against the US dollar over the medium term. That's all for now.